be for predator and for prey. One of the texts that we were reading and that is very central in the process is Becoming Prey by the Australian eco-feminist Val Plumwood, who writes about an event that happened to her in 1985. So traveling, I think, in a natural reserve or a national park or something, she was attacked by a crocodile, and she survived the crocodile attack. In this essay, she discusses and describes in minute detail this whole event, like how the crocodile actually attacked her by biting her at the hip, then dragging her into the swamp, making certain kind of turning movements to bring her off balance, and then try to drown her. An attack that was repeated several times, and how she attempted to stay conscious, one, and also how she tried to disturb the expectations by imagining slightly different ways of how to escape from this crocodile. And then she goes on discussing what occurred to her, or what this did to her life and her thinking, this event, because it took her a long time to first get out of the territory of the crocodile that she intruded, and that's what she realized afterwards, that she actually, as a human being, intruded the territory of this animal, this predator, and that she, for the first time, perceived that she was actually prey. She became prey. And this is a very unusual understanding for us human beings, because we think we're outside of the food chain, outside of this regime of eating and being eaten. Since modernity, we have such an abstract notion of our surroundings and of nature, our relations to animals and to food, etc., that we don't think about the fact that we constantly intervene in there, or we think we stand actually outside or above this ecological logic of the environment. We don't have a history, a personal history of killing an animal. Most of us don't do that. I think even there are people and younger generations that don't even have an idea where food like meat comes from. It's just being processed by an industry, but the relation to actual killing of animals is not included in there. And then Plumwood goes on to discuss also the ethics that came from that, because the next day, when she was in hospital and she had for sure a long recovery time, rangers of that park, they wanted to go out into the swamp to kill randomly, basically, a crocodile as a kind of revenge, and she acted strongly against that, because she said, no, I intruded the territory of that crocodile. And she accepted also the fate of being prey. I think, though we haven't been directly working with this text, it relates in two ways to the process. One is that Martin proposed to read it, because a few years ago when he read that text, this was for him a very strong experience, also due to the very detailed description of this attack. That brings it beyond a kind of metaphorical discussion of eating and being eaten, for instance, or the predator-prey relationship. And it changed his thinking about his life and work, but he also cannot say in what way. In that sense, it relates perhaps to the other crocodile that we discussed 2 weeks ago, in which the dramaturgical crocodile that swallows language and culture and embodies a kind of secret. In this case, perhaps the predator crocodile, in a very real sense, also ate or devoured the value and belief system that humans or Val Plumwood had up to that point. A second way is, and that's not unimportant to mention it, is that during the process, apart from the work in the studio, we also have lunch together. And we talk about all kinds of things and food, so eating and being eaten, this theme is also part of that. explicitly because one of the dancers, Benjamin Pollock, is vegan. So for him, killing an animal or harming or instrumentalizing an animal, that's somehow that defines the limits or the borders of what vegans eat and don't eat. That's very present in the discussions. Other people are vegetarians or had a vegetarian period in their life. So this just to say that even if these issues are not directly addressed in the piece, then there's still a concern that we share. And I find it interesting somehow that working on this kind of project focuses our attention also besides the work, and there's a certain relation of care towards these issues that concern us, like the environment and so on, or how we relate to animals, then to come back to the animal dances.